The Green Bay Packers are now 5-1, 3-0 in the division, and have beaten the Lions 23-22. But if you watch this video for a couple of minutes, I'm about to go on the rant of a lifetime about the referees. Grassy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to the episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassy, and... okay, my team won. They did it. I am very happy that my team, the Green Bay Packers, won. I'm happy about a lot of things, about a lot of things that I'm about to tell you about, and then I'm going to tell you about all the things I'm not happy about. And I know some of you are going to look at this like, Tom, how come you can't just take the win? Or Tom, what's the problem here? We won a game. This is great. It's the Lions. LOL Lions. Because what I'm about to talk about is something that goes beyond fandom. It goes beyond of like LOL Lions or my team winning. Like it's a serious problem. But before we even get to that, let's talk about the game. So the Lions came out absolutely swinging with a flea flicker on the first play of the game, connecting with Kenny Golladay, and before you knew it, in the second quarter, it was 13-0, and I was like, oh god, this is going to be bad. The Packers are going to completely blow this game. Now, the good part about it was the defense. The defense, while Kevin King had some really, really bad coverages, rebounded, and the defense was consistently put in really bad spots, and they were able to hold the Lions to field goals. And so that's like the bright spot of the game, that they really, really, really capitalized here and held the Lions offense to minimal amount of points. And Stafford was throwing great in the first quarter. He ended up with 18 for 32 for 265 yards. Also got sacked three times on the evening. The run defense, God, two games in a row, we held them. Johnson only 13 for 34 for one touchdown, and that was on a fourth and goal from the one. Golladay, 5 for 121 yards, had a great first half. Rodgers, 24 for 39, two touchdowns, one interception. Jamal Williams, great to have him back in the lineup, 14 for 104 yards. Jones, 11 for 47, had a big fumble and also a easy drop TD. Lazard was the greatest wide receiver we had after Geronimo Allison went out injured. He went 4 for 65 for one touchdown, had one big drop but redeemed himself with that touchdown. The guy who probably had the worst night was Darius Shepherd, who had a fumble on a punt return that he should have just called a fair catch for, giving the Lions amazing field position. And was also the reason why Aaron Rodgers threw an interception, because right at the goal line, it bobbled off his chest and into the hands of the Lions defender. But this game ultimately ended with a Mason Crosby last-second field goal, which part of me is very happy with, obviously, because my team won. But on the second half, that Crosby was able to redeem himself after some terrible, terrible kicks against the Lions last year. But the Packers had three turnovers. It was the Aaron Jones fumble, the Aaron Rodgers interception, and the Darius Shepherd fumble. So, right now, the thing that I had a problem with, and the thing that is all over the media, and that is all over Twitter, and all that stuff, is the referees. And if I'm a Lions fan, I am beyond pissed off. Trey Flowers had two calls that were hands to the face on David Bakhtiari. Both of them were on his shoulder pad. They weren't... hands to the face. One of them giving the Packers a first down after it should have been a sack, and the second one allowing the drive to continue, and eventually the Packers would win the game off of it. Now, let's talk about facts. The facts are the Lions, who even though they forced three turnovers, only scored field goals. Did not capitalize on those turnovers whatsoever. Those are facts. They didn't do it. The offense, you know, really wasn't clicking, especially in the second half. The Packers' defense held really, really strong. Those are facts. Here's another fact. The Packers' wide receivers dropped a couple touchdowns. could have definitely swung the game the other way, but they didn't. And we had to settle for field goals at times. Those are facts. At the end of the day, that should be the football game. Because a football game is between two teams. And whatever team shows up and does better on any given Thursday, Sunday, or Monday should win the game. That's it. And if the Lions lost because the Packers' defense was able to keep them out of the end zone during all of those times, great, wonderful. I'm a really happy person. Unfortunately, the fact that it's bad penalties that are called on the Lions, and there were some that were called on the Packers too. Don't get me wrong. There was bad penalties all around. And this comes after a Sunday of terrible, terrible officiating. The game at the end of the day, regardless of what fan base you support or come from, should not come down to the referees. If the Lions sucked in the red zone, great, that's why they should lose. If the Packers had three turnovers, great, that's why they should lose. But for it to come down and drives get extended because of bad officiating, that's where I have a problem. And now people will come and say, like, hey, well, the Lions should have scored a touchdown. No, that's BS. Then that's our defense doing a hell of a good job. Or if it's the Lions not executing. Or if they're saying, oh, well, the Packers could have scored a TD, that's the offense not executing, and that's the Lions defense doing a good job. And so what it comes down to is that our officiating is human error, right? It happens in nearly every single sport, right? Baseball, soccer. I don't know if NASCAR has refs. I'd never watched NASCAR in my life. But the problem is, if we're saying, okay, this is human error, the refs are a part of the game, you just gotta play around it, right? Packers fans, we know all about terrible officiating. Fail Mary, anybody? And I have to say, that was the most angry I've ever been after a football game during that Fail Mary, because that was a call that flat out cost my team a victory. And back when that happened, I flat out said, if the Packers don't make the playoffs because of this, I will never watch football again. And thankfully, they made the playoffs. Didn't do anything with it, but they made the playoffs. And tonight, you look at, okay, if we're just going to accept this human error, then why the hell are we allowing coaches to challenge penalties? Because that is basically saying, yes, there's human error, but we can challenge that human error and attempt to perfect it, but that's not working. How many PI calls have we seen in the first 6 weeks of this season that have been challenged and not overturned? Because if it certainly feels like there's this kind of animosity between the officiating crew and the coaches of, we can't admit that we're wrong. And then when you have BS freaking play calls, like Trey Flowers putting the hands in his face of David Bakhtiari, which didn't happen, it costs teams games. And I'm saying this from the winning side, that this shouldn't be how the NFL works. This is a problem. Because if you're just saying, let them play, we'll see what happens, then let them play. But if you're saying, we're going to try to perfect this game on a microscopic level that is going to slow the game down, that's going to make it more arduous, that is going to ruin the freaking rhythm of the game, then at least get it right. But they're not even doing that. They're not even getting it freaking right. The officiating has been so bad this season, it's like the replacement refs came back. And I'm saying this as a Packers fan, and my team just won. Listen, we're 5-1. This is amazing. We're 3-0 in the division. That is going to help us tremendously down the line. When it comes to actual playoff scenarios, that's going to be incredibly helpful. So why am I sitting here at freaking 12:15 in the morning when I got to wake up at 4:30 and I'm pissed off because the Lions freaking got screwed? So it turns into, you have a game, and I love football. I really love football. I put too much damn work into this game of football to not love it. But I watch football because I'm saying, okay, let this one team go against this team and let the best team that night win. Might not be the best team all season, but hey, they might be the best team that night, and that's what any given Sunday is all about. But the problem is that the game is turning into, it's not any given Sunday, it's whoever the refs decide to call penalties on or not call penalties on. And that, to me, is ruining the game. And you can say, listen, the Packers got screwed, the Lions got screwed. Yes, this is not just about the Lions getting screwed. This is a much bigger issue that transcends all the fandom or the BS of NFC North and NFC or AFC or whatever. This is a problem that, listen, the XFL, when they decide to come in with their steel cages and freaking steel chairs, this is where they could actually make improvements on the game. And this is where they can actually steal a market share of the game. Because it's gotten to the point where we're accepting human error, but only to a point where refs can challenge it. Because after the atrocity of the NFC Championship game last year, we can challenge every single freaking fracking penalty. Or at least pass interference. But don't worry, that's most likely not going to go your way either, even when it's blatant. The Packers got screwed in the Eagles game on pass interference, and I was pissed off then. The Lions got screwed today on hands to the face twice, and I'm pissed off for them. I want my damn game of football back, and I agree wholeheartedly with player safety and not headhunting. Get that crap out of this game, because that doesn't help anybody, and these players shouldn't have to throw their lives on the line for freaking money. But the problem is that if you're saying that the game is ultimately not going to come into the hands of what offense or defense is better, but it's going to come into the hands of the freaking zebras? Are you kidding me? That I don't agree with. And so, yes, I'm happy that my team won. I'm happy that my team wasn't screwed. But I'm also pissed off that it had to come to that. I'm pissed off that I'm going to see article after article saying the Packers should have lost their second game. Then you know what? If the Packers should have lost, then they should have lost. And I mean that. And that could screw us out of a playoff thing, but that bothers me. The fact that I can't be like, oh yeah, the Packers were a better team tonight. And there was times where the Packers absolutely were the better team. Then great, let that beat the Lions. Don't let a freaking fracking zebra determine who wins the game. That pisses me off to no end. And Lions fans, I hear you. And I understand. And I'm pissed off with you. And Packer fans, if you're just like, well, they should have converted more. No, that's the game. That is the game. Defenses are good sometimes and offenses are good sometimes. That's what it should come down to. It should come down to the 11 men on either side of the field, and that's it. And when there's blatant penalties, they should be called. And when there's not, they shouldn't be. But if you're saying, hey, you know what? There's human error in this game. Great. Then let there be human error. Let's get rid of the challenge crap and say, hey, sometimes we just got to roll with the punches. But if you're saying, no, we need to perfect this game, then freaking perfect the game. Because what you're doing right now sucks. And it sucks that I'm standing here and I got to defend the freaking Lions. That sucks. Because it makes the win feel hollow. I should be jumping for joy right now that my team continues to be number one in the NFC North, but I'm not. I'm not. And people might get pissed off about this, and you know what? It is what it is. But I think that this game is better than what is... The product is better than what is being given to the consumer right now, because it's getting bogged down by rules, by officiating, and just crap. Just complete crap. That's the end of my rant. But the Packers are 5-1. We're 3-0 in the division. We have the Raiders next week. And I hope the NFL seriously fixes this. I don't know how. I think this challenging of the pass interference thing needs to go away. What the play, what's called on the field, that's what it needs to be. That's what it needs to be. And that needs to be accepted. You know, and this, I have like, oh, well, it worked for my team this week. Down the line, it's not going to work for my team, and I'm going to be just as pissed off. But you know what? I feel like I needed to say something that when it does happen to my team again, I'm not going to be a fair weather fan of being like, oh, well, you were fine with it when it didn't happen to your team, because I'm pissed off that it's happening to any team. It shouldn't come down to the refs. It really, really shouldn't. The freaking Seahawks deciding to throw the ball on the 1 yard line instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch. That's why they lost that game. And And if the Packers were able to capitalize and kick that Mason Crosby field goal and win the game, and they gave it to the Lions again, and the Lions weren't able to convert, great. That's the end of the game. It's not because of the refs. But now there's always the what if. What if that penalty wasn't called? Twice. Do the Packers win that game? I think there's a probability that they don't. And that's not what the NFL should be. That's not what football should be. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. Packers won, so that's good. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com or at TomGrossiComedy on all social media. See down below. Check out Packcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course YouTube. And a big shout out and thank you to all the Patreon members over at Patreon.com/TomGrossiComedy. A big shout out and thank you to all the members of the stream. We had lots of people, over 2,100 people in the stream tonight, and it was a good stream. And you know, I'm excited to play the Lions again in Week 17. The Lions were tough. They were really, really tough. And you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be playing them for the division in Week 17. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.